Good morning, everyone. This is Bakan Taisa issuing My Higher Project. This is our daily radio YCT. Our goal is to learn, teach, and spread. Today's topic is dedicated to the 1001 inventions, and today is all about the great Muslim Andalusian polymath, engineer, aviator, physician, Arabic poet, Andalusian musician, and most importantly, the inventor of modern flying, Abbas ibn Firnas. Abbas ibn Firnas, who is also known as Abbas Abu al-Qasim ibn Firnas ibn Wirdas al-Turkini, long name there. He is of Berber descent and was born in Isran Onda, Al-Andalus, which is now modern Spain. He is known for many of his works and designs. He designed a water clock called Al-Makata. He also devised means of manufacturing glass from sand to produce silica and quartz glass. And he also developed a chain of rings that could be used to display the motion of the planets and stars. He also developed a process for cutting rock crystal. Up to then, only the Egyptians knew how to fashion crystals. Thereafter, at this point, and so on, Spain no longer needed to export quartz to Egypt, but could finish it at home. Another one of his inventions was an artificial weather simulation room in which spectators saw stars and clouds and were astonished by the artificial thunder and lightning. These were due to mechanisms hidden in the basement. Most importantly of these designs and inventions was his attempt to fly using a set of wings. Ibn Firnas was the first man in history to make a scientific attempt at flying, as quoted by Philip Hitti at History of the Arabs. Armin Firnas, Firman, may be the Latinized name of Abbas ibn Firnas, or alternatively, he may have been the man who inspired Ibn Firnas. In 1875, at an age of 65 years, Ibn Firnas built his own glider and launched himself from a mountain. The flight was largely successful and was widely observed by a crowd that he has invited. However, the landing was so bad as he injured his back, and he left critics saying that he hadn't taken proper account of the way birds pull up into a stall and land on their tails. He provided neither a tail nor means for such a maneuver. He died 12 years later at the age of 77 years old. In his honor, the Iraqis built a statue in his memory on the way to the Baghdad International Airport. In addition to the Ibn Firnas Airport to the north of Baghdad, which is named after him. Moreover, there is the Ibn Firnas crater on the moon, which is also named in his honor. Ibn Firnas's flight could have been the inspiration of Elmer of Malmesbury and the White Brothers. Abbas Ibn Firnas is the man who influenced modern flight and airplanes. All credits should be given to this great man. Without him, I'd be stuck here in Egypt during my holidays and unable to fly anywhere else. Thank you, Abbas ibn Firnas, for this great attempt, which inspired our modern and in flight.